Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, you'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. The Judging Poetry Collection by Robert Duddell reflects his philosophy of life, his love, and varied travel experiences. Robert left school when he was 14 to start an auto electrical apprenticeship with a higher national certificate and further study. He trained as a further education college lecturer. Membership at the Institution of Electrical Engineers followed, together with a bachelor's degree with the Open University, a successful career as a college lecturer in electrical engineering. He had no inclination to read or write poetry whatsoever. After losing his wife of 56 years to brain cancer, he composed his first poem 8 months later at the age of 82. Robert Duddell, author of Age and Experiences, with us from the UK on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Lovely to talk to you, Rick.
Yes, it's really a fascinating story, and what a really inspiring collection of poetry. Really well done. Let's go back to what I just said in the beginning. You had no interest in poetry whatsoever, and suddenly you are a published poet, and people are reading the poetry all, and being inspired and motivated by it all across the world. How did that change for you, where suddenly poetry was a form you used to express yourself?
Believe me, Rick, before that, I'd read poetry as we had to do at school.
Yes.
But since then, very, very little. Occasionally came across whenever I was reading Reader's Digest or some such magazine. But I didn't want to, never wanted to, never thought of writing poetry until I was actually on a cruise about 8 months after my wife died. And one night I went back to my cabin and I wrote my first poem, which was a love poem to my wife. And after that, I don't know, they just came.
It's sort of like divine inspiration, isn't it? That all of a sudden, someone who really has no interest in poetry, all of a sudden you have this urge to write. Talk about that when you went back, and the thoughts were obviously coming to you. Talk about that experience when suddenly you find yourself there writing these thoughts down, and they're coming to you in the form of poetry.
Well, it is. You're right there, Rick. It is just a thought. If someone said to me, write me a poem about such a thing, I couldn't do that. And yet I write when I get a thought. For example, one night I was in bed and I couldn't sleep. And I just sat up in bed. I have a paper and pad at the side of me. And I wrote one of my poems, which is called The Void. I don't know where it came from, but it came. And things like that happen. Again, on my travels abroad, I've done quite a lot of traveling. I was in Japan, in Nagasaki, and at the atomic bomb park museum, I just had to write a poem. And again, I wrote a poem.
And that poem is 9th of August. You'll find that
9th
in...
9th of August. That is... Yes.
Yes, and that is so moving, and you go back and read that several times to sort of soak up what the atmosphere was there at the time, as happens with so many of the poetry in Robert's book, Age and Experiences by Robert Duddell. You'll find the book at bookventure.com in the bookstore, of course at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about that first poem, Here Still. Talk about that and the emotion that went into writing that poem.
Very difficult, Rick. Funny enough, that's one of the poems that I read to myself, but I never read aloud to other people because it is so emotional for me.
And we can sense that as we read it. We have our own thoughts as we're reading it, and then we think of the author, in this case you, as you're writing that. It had to be emotional, but what a great way to remember your wife. The book starts with a poem, I Did Not Know When We First Met. Talk about that, because so many of us can relate as we're going through all of the experiences. And who knew that first time that we met the person we end up with as our life partner, where all we would go, what would we put up with in our lives? Talk about that experience, because you do an excellent job.
Again, I was out with a friend one afternoon, and we were just driving back home, and the phrase just came into my head, I did not know when first we met. And funny, well, as it happened, the first time I met my wife was at a dance. And I danced with her, and I took her home, and that was it.
And everything fell into place after
and then,
that.
Yes, and the rest of the poem tells me about our life together.
How is it when you get these thoughts that you're able to put them in poetic form? And maybe you don't even know the answer to that. It's so difficult sometimes to express ourselves just as we're writing prose and get the right words so the right meaning is there.
Yes.
To do that in poetic form, that's a real gift, isn't it?
Well, I think so. As you've said, and I've said too many times, I don't know where they come from. I used to say to people, I was very strong in English at school. I held everybody else up. I was at the bottom of the class. But things change as life goes on. Yes, it's...
Well, all those experiences, obviously, coming back with you, it certainly has been. And you touch on those themes, life, your love, the travel that you talked about, all in the book Age and Experiences by Robert Dettel, coming to us via Skype from the United Kingdom. The book is available at Book Venture, Amazon, all the usual places. Link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information on the book. When you wrote that first poem, Here Still, talk about that process from writing that to suddenly deciding I'm going to write a few more poems to then deciding I think I'm going to do a book. I mean, this is an interesting process from I'm not interested in poetry, never have been, to all of a sudden being a published poet.
Well, it's... I would never have called myself a poet. Now people say I am. But I found that when I write poetry... I write poetry for myself. I write it to get it out of me. But at the same time, I hope, and it's purely a hope, that people will read my poetry and like it, find it interesting. They may not, but there are two stages there. One is for me to write it, get it out of my system, and for the second one is for other people to like reading it.
Well, and that happens as we're reading Age and Experiences by Robert Dettel, a poetry collection. We first of all get to know something about you. As we're reading this, we get a little bit of insight into Robert. Also, we get to understand, I think, maybe ourselves a little bit better because we can relate to what you're talking about in the poem.
Yes, yes. I believe that is true because a lot of people have said that to me. If I can tell a little story.
Yes, please do.
I was at a dentist the other day and I had put one of my books into the waiting room. And a day or so later, somebody... The receptionist rang me up and said, one of our customers picked up your book and wanted to know how she could get a hold of one because she thought the poems struck a chord so often with what she was thinking. And I suppose that's true.
Well, it is true. For example, one of the poems in their possibilities, we see what you consider to be possibilities, things that you would like to do, including possibly going up in a balloon charged with hot air, which many people would still like to do. And we all have things that we would like to do, and suddenly it puts all of that in perspective. So that again, that's one of the poems that I think really touches. It's universal in its appeal.
Yes, yes, that's true.
It really it touches everybody, and I want to just talk on a few of these, some of the different topics here, and we're going through that now here in the United States, leaving summer, and then you follow that up with autumn. Talk about your thoughts in putting those together, because it pretty well sums up leaving summer, our thoughts, And then autumn is really nice, but you know what comes after that. So
it was winter. Yes.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. Cold, gray weather and snow from time to time. So this, you really look at what sort of everyday experiences and write about those as well.
Yes, yes. And my visits, for example, there's the poem you have read, to Petra.
Yes.
Now that's I wanted to go to Petra ever since I was about 15. I read a little story, and I thought I must try to go to Petra. So that when I had occasion to go, I went, and I thought, well, there's a saying, isn't it? It's out of this world. Well, it's not true, but it's very nearly. It is so great.
And we get to experience that with you as you talk about the travels in the book Age and Experiences by Robert Duddle, our guest on the program. That's Duddle. Books at Book Venture, Amazon, of course. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned before, and this is, I still find this fascinating, you start with a poem and all of a sudden you have a book. Was there a point when you decided, I may just go ahead and write down a whole lot of thoughts and put these together in a compilation?
No, I belong to two small poetry societies, and some of my colleagues there have had their books published, and one said, you ought to get it published, and so I did. I suppose it was because I wanted to see it in print. Very conceited of me, but I wanted to see it in print.
Well, that has to be so fascinating. The first time you grab the book that you've written, you see the cover, which is very well done.
Well,
Age and Experiences.
I've got one here as well. Yes, I've got one here.
Yes, it's very well done. And then you see the title of the book. You see your name on it, and you are now a published poet.
Yes.
I assume you're still writing down thoughts and maybe working on another collection.
Oh yes, yes. My latest one is called Grandad's Chair. Everyone has a chair that their granddad used in the corner by the fire. And I've written a poem about Grandad's Chair. That's only a few weeks ago. And I don't know.
It's so interesting. Does it give you a new view on life when you look at things now, and it just not sort of a passing thought, but something that you can fully appreciate and possibly develop into a poem?
Yes, yes. There is one poem, and it's not in the book, but it was too long, I thought, to go in the book. But in town here, we have one road. It's called Friargate. And I remember as a boy, used to walking up Friargate, and I wrote a poem, and it was about me as a 14-year-old walking up Friargate and noticing how things have changed in the 60, 70 years or so.
Yes.
And that goes very well, of course, for the local people here, because they will say, oh, I remember that. Yes, I remember that.
And even if we don't know that specific geographical area, we can all relate to going back to where we grew up and how things have changed. You know, everything goes on down the neighborhood.
Yes.
If we've lived there even a few years, has changed during that period of time.
Yes.
What is your relationship with poetry now? Do you read other poets?
I do, yes. I've, as I said about my poetry groups, I've got the books that they have written and read theirs. I read others online. I read some of the more famous ones too. Wordsworth and Coleridge and so on, and Byron. I read those because they give you a different insight of how to write poetry.
So you're looking at it through the eyes not only of someone who appreciates it, but possibly picking up little tips along the way as to how they go about making a point. How long does it take you, once you have a thought, to get it in the form that's got the rhythm to it that you need to make it a successful poem? Does it take some rewrites to go back and work all of this together?
I have a small notebook and I write in there, and I change it and move things around. Yes, people, especially of my age, when they read poetry, they say they'll either like it because it rhymes, or they don't like it because it doesn't rhyme. They want it to rhyme. Now, my poetry, if I said it rhymes, I would be wrong. If it does rhyme, it is quite by pure chance.
Well, it's got a nice cadence to it as you read the poetry of Robert Dudley, and that's so important in expressing the thought. And the thing that's so nice about this collection, you can sit and you can read through a number of the poems at a time. You can go back and maybe take your favorites and go back and reread those from time to time, which I think is probably the best way to do it. Read it as a book, and then you have it to go back and to read during specific times of the year. One that really jumps out, and again, we're coming up to this time of the year, is Christmas time. And the present, and you really capture, you know, cutting through all the commercialization and being bombarded for 2 or 3 months with Christmas messages, what it's all about. Talk about the genesis of that poem.
I've written one or two about Christmas. I can't remember which one did you mean.
That, well, yeah, it's basically the greatest present of all, and it puts everything.
Oh, about the child, yes.
Yes, it puts everything in perspective, because we get so caught up in, I got to do this, I got to do that, and maybe what you need to do is slow down and sort of appreciate the time of year. And that's just one of the many themes that you'll find in the book Age and Experiences by Robert Dudley. I got a couple of minutes left in the program. What has this been like for you when you find out that at the dentist office you have somebody that was moved by your poetry and wants the book, and you share it with family and friends? What's this been like for you?
Yeah. Oh, it's good. When they come back and they say, I read such and such a one and I did enjoy it. Yes, it's...
It has to be a very rewarding
experience. Hard to put into words.
Well, it really is, because you've captured, again, your own emotions as you're writing all facets of your life, and they're very relatable to the average reader, which makes this a very very inviting poetry read. Age and Experiences by Robert Dudley. He's been our guest on the program. The book is available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. You can link on directly and get information and order the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Really moved by so many poems in the book. You've touched up a lot of lives as you're sharing yours, your experiences, your emotions. Excellent job on the book, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for talking to me, Rick.
It has been a pleasure. Yes, and keep the poems coming, and hopefully we'll do this again and talk about the second book by published poet Robert Dudley. I just want to keep saying that so it sinks in. Published poet Robert Dudley. The book is Age and Experiences, Robert Dudley, D-U-D-D-L-E, the author and our guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.